Shin Zayin Chor Beis. Kol Shus Derabbanan. If you ask a guy to do an Issa Derabbanan, it's permitted. Bein Hashmosh is a Tzorach Mitzvah. Bein Hashmosh is a few minutes after Shkia. You can do that in the Tzorach Mitzvah. Kikoyin Lomelein Yehudim Hafik Neil Bein Hashmosh is. Light ask a guy to light a candle. Bein Hashmosh is. Oy. Mayitorin Vahutzach. La'asa Bein Hashmosh is. He was preoccupied beforehand, and now he wants to take up Chumas and Maisers, Bein Hashmoshes. Also, that is permitted, since it's also enough of a mitzvah. Says the Ramah, Kol Dovah Shosu Lame Lame Yehuda La'asayis Bein Shabbos, Shosu Limoiz La'asayis. On Shabbos, he not even give him a remez to do a malacha on Shabbos. It's also the Chalal Amir La'akim. Now, it's Amir, it's not Laptav Katelian, but making him your shliach to do it, so that's even by remez. You now let us say anything that you understand that you want to do malacha with Shabbos. Therefore, you now tell a goy, wipe your nose when they're standing in front of a lamp that has some ash on top of it, and you want him to wipe off the ash from the flame. But if you do chaloyba v'losh and tzivo, and here's something, tell him to do something with the remez. For example, you say, oh, it's not so light over here. The bulb is not so light. You're not mentioning anything about doing anything. Then it says that it's permitted because you are not telling him to do anything. It is Isir Hanor. That's not considered Hanor since it was lit anyway and you could have used it the way it is. So if you say it's dark in here when the light is off and he turns on the light, you're not allowed to have Hanor from the light. But if you anyway had light, he's just making it a little better. That is permitted only in this case where you're taking a thing of remez, which has no act involved in it. A guy owes Jew money and he brings him tvula grain on Shabbos. Yisrael noisim lim abdech lo yitzarov and Yehudi noisim l'shom umoyim lim umoyim. And then the Jew doesn't want to be involved in the transaction, but he gives the key of his storage place. Let the goy go in, and then the goy measures out a certain amount to give to the Jew. Those are permitted because they say the grain is not the Jewish grain, it's the goyish grain. So he's involved in his things. Only after he measures it does it become the Jew. So all these things were done already when it still belonged to the goy. Mishabu says, based on this, if the Jewish person had grain, in certain places, now that asks the guy to remove it for him, because that is not considered a tzorach mitzvah. So shulz shaloi mokum mitzvah is also another case is chayin en yehudim oisim gvinus b'shabbos v'yisrael roya v'yipne oisim mehem. A guy makes cheese on Shabbos and a Jew will buy it from him. It's permitted to come up and yehudim back to Nashikov. The guy is not making it specifically for the Jew, he's making it stam. Even the Jews standing over there in the herd to make sure there's no problem of Gvinus Akum.